We're talking with a couple of sophomores on the JV team. They've had a pretty good season here so far. And we'll start off with Jonna Sowers. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. And I got your name right there after you corrected me.
Yes, you did.
All right. Good deal. Well, you guys have had a pretty fun season here so far here. What's it been like second year for high school volleyball there for you?
It's been really fun. Like, you know, after you get a good play, everybody gets excited. We come to the middle, and we, as a team, we really lift each other up.
All right. What's your position that you mainly play?
I go in a little bit of everywhere. I like to play middle. Mm-hmm. Usually front row is my favorite.
All right. In the middle, because you just like to block and return to sender, right?
Yep.
There you go. How do you feel like you've done here this year?
This year, I think I've done fairly well for sophomore.
All right. It's been fun. It's been pretty exciting. And probably what's been your favorite day or favorite memory so far this year?
I think it's when we played Cimarron. We had a great day. And actually, you know, we had that JV tournament mm-hmm. here in town. And that was really fun. That was just great to be a part of.
All right. Here. And, you know, and you've played together a couple years on varsity, a lot of you guys that are sophomores here, and I guess my question is, what's the thing that you've maybe improved upon the most here this year?
Well, if I do say so myself, I think I'm turning into the next Emily Weathers, so.
Well, that's pretty high expectations, but I gotta like the goals there, but, you know, what's been, maybe, where do you like to, when you're out in the middle there and attacking, where do you like to hit it the most?
Right down the middle.
Right down the middle there. All right. What's a goal that you have in mind to continue to maybe improve and take it to the next level?
I want to get better on my coverage for sure and just getting my hits more consistent and over and in, you know?
Yeah, that's always important there. Yeah, you're down to your final couple of days of competition. I believe go to Goodland tomorrow and then I think Cimarron next week. You've played in those places already this year, so what's, you know, playing against those teams, what's it going to be like?
We're going to win.
All right. I like that. Well, thank you again, John, and congratulations on a good start to the season. All right. Jonna Sowers joining us here. Our next.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Jonna Sowers joining us here. Our next guest is going to be sophomore as well, Priscilla Peregrina. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Well, how fun has this year of volleyball been for you?
I love it so much. It's so fun. All the upperclassmen, I love them. They're really great leaders, and they just make everything so fun.
That's good. And I'm going to ask you this, too. What's probably been your favorite maybe memory or date or game that you've had this year?
My favorite game was championship game versus Liberal in our home tournament. We played big schools, and we ended up beating all of them to get first place, and it was just a really tough and fun game to play.
And how fun is it? You've had quite a few matches this year in the home gym. How fun is that playing at home and in a brand new environment?
I think it's fun. Like, there's way more seating available, and, like, people get to be, like, closer to you, mm-hmm. and I just like the double courts. We can play at the same time as varsity. It's really fun.
And I think you weren't you? I kind of remember you playing there at one of the meets. I think it was at Goodland this year. I think you were the server, weren't you, when you guys were down big in that second set?
No, that was actually Dayanara.
Okay, but still, what was that like? You were down, I think, 8 or whatever, and they had set point. What was that like?
That was insane. Erica actually saved the ball from, like, the net. It was really great because of her, and we just, like, our momentum was, like, really, really up, and we just kept going, and we wouldn't give up. It was so much fun.
And I guess I could ask you this as well. What's your main position?
I was outside, but as of this week, I switched to libero.
Okay. What's fun about being a libero?
I love getting on the floor. I just like passing, but the floor.
All right.
The floor is my place.
You and the floor, huh?
Yes.
All right. What's something that you continue to work on here over these next few days of competition?
Making smart plays, because I usually don't do that.
All right.
Really need to do that.
Well, hopefully you can get that for you here before the season, because it's, can you believe how fast it's coming to an end?
No, it's really, really fast.
All right. Once again, Priscilla Peregrino, sophomore libero here, joining us here. And thanks again for joining me here. Good luck to you coming up over these next few matches.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, sophomore Priscilla Peregrino joining us here. And we get Coach Lauren Robinson to join us here. And they've had a pretty fun season. They go to Goodland tomorrow, face Colby and Goodland. And Coach, thanks again for joining me here. And how's things been?
It's been good. Season's winding down. Everybody's kind of starting to get things figured out. We hope that we're playing our best volleyball come the next 2-3 weeks, and hope we finish better than we started.
Absolutely. That's the ultimate goal here. And I know the players kind of starting off here have to be pretty excited to get to play Substate in their home gym.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. You know, we were kind of hoping that we'd have it last year. Some things fell through with that. But we're pretty excited to host this year. So it's going to be kind of a GWAC League school tournament again, plus a couple others. So it'll be interesting.
But yeah, I think have played every team in the sub-state at least once.
That's right. And, and you know, I feel like as far as our sub-state goes, all the teams are somewhat even. I mean, it's going to be anybody's opportunity, whoever shows up that day. So
that definitely makes it exciting here. As you look at tomorrow here, you guys go back over to Goodland. You guys have played there a lot this year and have league there next weekend for the varsity. What are some things that you guys have been working on here this week in practice, get prepared here for kind of a pretty big stretch for you guys?
Yeah, you know, we go to Goodland tomorrow and see Goodland and Colby. We've been working on serve receive, trying not to free ball the ball over the net, to take good swings at the ball, make smart choices. We got to get ready for our home tournament. We have Lebo and Norton and Wheatland Grinnell all coming on Saturday. Very good teams. And we go to Cimarron. And yeah, it's going to be a long stretch, but hopefully we're ready and everybody can stay healthy.
Yeah, and I know the tournament, the varsity will be playing at home there on Saturday. I believe it's a six-team tournament here this year. And, you know, that's going to be pretty exciting to see how the first tournament's being all in one facility is going to run.
Yeah, there's some pretty good teams coming. Should be some pretty good competition. Exciting that we don't have to use the high school and the elementary school and wait on teams to get back and forth. So looking forward to playing our first varsity tournament in the new facility. It's a beautiful facility.
Absolutely, and you mentioned you go to Cimarron. I think you face Cimarron and Meade there next Tuesday.
Correct.
And then is that it for JV?
JV's done. C team will go next Thursday to Colby and have a try there, and then after that it's league and sub-state and state. Okay. So,
You know, you coach primarily the junior varsity, but how fun has the season been? You guys have had a pretty good run here.
Yeah, we're sitting 25-2, I believe, if that's right. We face some pretty big teams, overcome some pretty big challenges. We're not always the most talented team on the court, but we never give up, and they work hard, and they keep continuing to get better. And I think that says a lot about the girls and the heart that they have for the game. So
absolutely, and they've made it challenging, but they've also made it fun, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you guys were at Colby last Saturday, I believe. How'd that go for you guys?
We were. We had a round-robin tournament with five teams. We went 3-1, lost to Hayes High. They were pretty good. We didn't play our best game, but, yeah, we've lost to Hayes High and Liberal so far.
Oh, that's pretty good, though.
Not too bad. Yeah. Not too bad. We'd like to have a couple of them back, but
yeah.
Learning experiences.
That's all you can ask.
Yep, right? Baby steps.
Absolutely here. Coach Lauren Robinson joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City has talked to varsity and JV volleyball, and they've had a good year so far. Thanks again, as always, Coach, and good luck to you guys coming up here over these next few days.
Thanks for your support, Adam.